B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Renfro, they got
a
pretty good.
Well, think about it. This wild card, they keep on saying it's going to be a dogfight. And I've kept on saying it's not going to be a 90-win team that wins the second wild card spot. Maybe the Nationals could be that, the first one. But the Phillies are the second wild card team right now. The Brewers are just a half game back. Arizona's a game and a half back. So do you think they're going to be sellers at the trade deadline? Probably not. So take Greinke off the table.
And they have a great they have a great lineup.
Yes, they do. And then the Padres are just two games back. The Cardinals are just two games back. The Rockies are 2.5. Pittsburgh's 2.5. The Reds are 4.5. Like, it's not like teams are that far off. So I don't know who's going to be selling at the deadline, at least out of the National League.
Well, you got a month. A lot can shake out over this month, especially for the Phillies. Man, when you look at their schedule, we just brought up that you're going to get Strasburg, Corbin, and Scherzer this weekend. Then you got four against the Dodgers at home. Then you go to Pittsburgh, you just brought up, Andrew, and Detroit for two. Then you got Atlanta at home, which is going to lead you right in basically into the deadline. Three against Atlanta, and then San Francisco comes in to straddle the deadline, the 30th, 31st, and 1st of August.
They may have to win that series against Atlanta for Matt Klentak to say, all right, we're going to go all out.
Wow, that's so. Wait,
but how do you go all out?
All right, you got three against Washington. You're facing the aces, right?
Yeah.
Then you got four against the Dodgers. Am I right?
Yes, in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that makes any difference.
It's worse.
Talent travels.
Actually, it's worse here because
short porch.
Yeah,
with that team,
I mean, they just pound the hell out of you. Bellinger and Muncy and Peterson.
Speaking of Bellinger, did you hear what he said during one of the press conferences before the All-Star game?
No.
He doesn't believe in launch angles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a pretty good baseball player.
Yeah.
Him and Yelich are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Him and Gabe can have a symposium, and he can convince Gabe.
Think about that. The two biggest home run hitters, ooh, Yelich and Bellinger, have both said they don't believe in launch angles.
Hey, Billy, can I have a conversation with you? I hear you're a non-believer. I know you got numbers, but they could be even better. Jeez. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones. By the way, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studios. We'll get to the phones in a second. Right now.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Bring the heat. 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we play them right here.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
Ooh.
Jacob Tyler's offensive mojo was thrown off last night by making him wear that silly Red Robin helmet. As for the second half of the season, I'm going to have to do a better job. Time's yours.
I would have to do a much better job.
Jason, it's Gabriel.
I think that we...
I love that, dude.
When they throw a fastball...
Jason, it's Gabriel.
I think our approach on the fastball has been flawed. Maybe we should get out of our mid-season swoon. Jimmy from Mount Holly says. By the way, where has Jimmy been from Mount Holly?
I've spoken to him recently.
What?
Yeah, he was on the show last Saturday.
How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Good.
Did he finally
pay his cell phone bill or something?
It's good to hear from Jimmy.
I was stuck in a mid-season swoon.
I'm glad he's doing
all
right.
With bad cell service.
Jason and Gabriel.
The whole Phillies pitching staff blows. Your starting pitching blows, except for Aaron Nola. The bullpen blows, except for Hector Neris. The whole pitching staff blows. And also, if Arrieta want to put a dent in something, put a dent in your ERA.
That's good.
Good line that I've seen now tweeted 752 times.
But
it's a good line.
It is a good line, nonetheless. And I do like the... You know, I like, we just go, it blows. It blows.
With the Phillies taking on Strasburg, Corbin, and Scherzer this weekend, can you find three Phillies pitchers homegrown of all time to match up against those three homegrown starters?
Hamels was homegrown for Washington.
No, I mean, but just for the Phillies to have to match up against that this weekend.
What, Jesse Biddle's not going to do it for you?
Oh, God, I forgot about him.
Kyle Drabek.
Yeah.
Kyle Drabek.
What's up, fellas?
I must say the summer league has been exciting. Looking at the young Sixers development, I'm liking what I see in Zaire Smith and Matisse Thybulle. But I can tell you, I like the development of Shake Milton, but Shake Milton is not the backup point guard.
Matisse, first of all. And no. Summer League. I'm not taking anything out of this.
No, you got to be kidding. Listen, he has not had a good summer league. I hear ya.
You think he's pressing too hard?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
You also have, you have Neto there to back up and play a couple minutes. But
we love Howell Neto.
I don't. But,
the look on your face was great there. You're like, you have him, but I really don't.
But, you know, let's see with Shake. Let him just go through a training camp and get his feet wet during the season.
Is Neto just the evil of two lessers?
Yeah, I mean, look, he is what he is. I mean, you know. I mean, he's
a body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I meant to say it that way, the evil of two lessers.
Right. I figured you did.
Yeah. Just so the people just start throwing, hey, the saying lesser two evils, you idiot.
Well, it's like every time you do Animal House. When the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Whenever you say that line, people are like, dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like, no, come on, dude. It's a line here.
Could we please go one stinking day without the okay guy? Please. You should call this the B&Q line, because every time I hear him, I want to take a handful of barbiturates and Quaaludes. Go Birds. I agree.
The B&Q line. I want to take a handful of Quaaludes. Did he just say that?
That's like a 70s Quaalude reference.
Oh, it's amazing.
You on ludes, dude? Like, that's the people used to say, like, in like the old movies, like in Fast Times. You got some ludes. What is a Quaalude? What's the specific drug that Quaalude
like,
is?
Could I look like a pharmacist?
Yeah, I'm the.
Like what do I look like?
Well, maybe
you
can help me out.
Like Pablo? Oh, I know.
Doing my Tony Montana? Say goodnight to the bad guy. It's hot next.
You say wait for Ben Simmons. He's only 22. We waited for McNabb all those years. And what happened? No Super Bowl. That's the fear with Ben Simmons. No NBA championships. That's the fear. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
His level of dumb has no bounds.
I mean, because Donovan McNabb didn't win a Super Bowl, you're worried about Ben Simmons? I mean, come on, you know it's different.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
I mean, all right, maybe you won't, but come on, man.
Dude, we got to get the okay guy to come to FanFest. Can you make that happen, Andrew?
Yeah, I'll reach out.
You have a number on him?
No. I'll find one.
All right. Tell him just to, like, I know he doesn't like to go on the air because he gets stage fright, and we won't put him on the stage, but I got to meet this guy. I got to put a face to this level of stupidity that pervades his calls on the Bring the Heat line. I got to see what he looks like. You know
what
I mean?
We should do a top five okay guy rant list. Like, what are the things that he rants about the most?
Nah.
No, you're out?
No, I'm out. I am not against the guy.
Okay.
I really don't. I'd shake his hand. I mean, seems like, I appreciate his contribution to the show.
He'll be drinking like a Lowenbrau.
No, I'm serious. I have no ill will toward the okay guy. I just don't want to do an okay guy,
tribute.
Top five. I mean, like it's the ESPYs and like winning the okay guy award is the okay guy.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Like, I love a Lowenbrau, by the way.
He'll be walking around like with a St. Pauli girl. It's old school.
That's Papa Sal Junius' drink of choice.
Say, Pauly Girl?
That and Molson Golden.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And a Corona down the shore.
That's good.
Wow. A St. Pauly Girl. I didn't even know they still made it. I haven't seen it at the distributor.
I stole many St. Pauly Girls from my dad's, fridge in the basement.
Didn't
many years.
Didn't Lowenbrau have, like, the tinfoil that was around the lid? Like, it had, like, a tinfoil at the top of the bottle?
Yes, it did. Yeah. There's a lot of those beers.
Yeah, Michelob.
They used to have that tinfoil thing.
Yeah.
I'm dying. I don't even want to talk about beer because I'm trying to stay off it for...
A little period?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
No, I mean, I haven't had it in, I don't know, 2 weeks maybe.
So what are you on, clear? Clear liquors?
Yeah, I'm still drinking. I'm just drinking, gin. But
gin.
Well, I mean, I'm going
to take a bite out of a pine tree.
I'm just looking for something that's clear and not high caloric.
Well, why don't you go vodka?
Because I like gin. I like the taste of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't drink because I want to get whacked. I drink because I like the drink.
The byproduct of getting whacked, though, is just
drink all the way.
Icing.
No, man. I like a cocktail. I like a gin and tonic.
I have a glass of whiskey at night. Well, like a Gatorade tastes good, but you go gin and tonic.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not drinking 7 gin and tonics. I'm gonna have 2.
How big's your glass?
Oh, dude, I'm not drinking a bucket.
You got like the big gulp?
I like a nice gin. I like a gin and tonic. I like a little glass of brown, a little neat every once in a while. I mean, I like the taste of it.
He's got one of the cups from the sporting events. The giant
Flyers,
the plastic one.
I do have those. Flyers on it, stuff like that.
Yeah, what I use those for now? To when I was giving my kids baths to rinse their hair.
Yeah,
you need a big cup.
Yeah. Big. You don't
head
like
back.
You don't. No, I'm serious. I love.
I don't like gin. No.
Okay, but I'm saying is I like the taste of. I like the taste of alcohol. I'm not looking to drink. Like, that's not my aim. My aim is just to have a cocktail, and I enjoy it.
Mm.
I nurse it.
Chill you out a little bit.
And
take the edge off.
Not really. I like it. You know, sit down, relax, you know.
Yeah, like, I could never fathom how people could drink, like, certain things, go, oh, my God, it tastes so good, like tequila. Like, I smell that, and I want to run to the bathroom to vomit.
Yeah, because you're not drinking good tequila. If you drink good tequila, you go, that's good, that tastes good.
It's got the worm, the whole thing.
We're not talking Bankers Club here.
Nonsense, the worm.
Yeah, like all that stuff, like the scotch and whiskey. Like,
yeah,
are you drinking out of the plastic bottles?
That's no, like, no, it's not Jack, good. Like Jack Daniels, like Jim Beam. Like, I don't know, is that bad? What am I drinking here? Am I drinking like Bobo whiskey? I'll tell you what, though. There's a commercial I like that makes me want to try it. Is that tin cup whiskey where they climb to the top of the mountain and they have the whiskey at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
That makes me wish.
It's called marketing.
Yeah. It does a good job. Makes me want to have one.
Speaking of whiskey, what did you tell us earlier before the show started that broke my heart?
Me?
About Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul.
Oh my God.
I was livid.
This is it was such a bogus move. Those two, they put out a couple of Instagram messages in unison with each other. And we were all like, there was two donkeys in one of the. I think the initial posting.
Yeah, there's one of them walking through a lake or something.
Really?
Yeah.
And we thought like there was going to be, or did Walter White die? You know, is Vince Gilligan reprising the role to do a movie or another series, whatever? We come to find out that Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston are teaming up on some kind of hard alcoholic drink. I forget what
it is. That's a violation.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, that is a violation. Like,
come on.
What in the world?
Especially when there are rumors that there's like going to be a movie.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it just on GP.
Yeah, that's a Bush League move. That's bait and switch is what it is, right?
And by the way, Aaron Paul, I just saw a movie with him. He's by himself, like when he's not Jesse, he's not good. Bryan Cranston's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like he plays that, you ever see that movie where he's a DEA guy?
No.
It's outrageous. He goes undercover?
No, I did not see this.
Oh, it's sensational. Was he DEA or firearm? It was something. And he goes undercover in a cartel.
The infiltrator?
Yes.
Huh.
He's great in it. Great.
Wow. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a great move.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see it here. He's got the mustache. Working in The Infiltrator, 2016.
He
pulls off the mustache.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Paul will forever be Jesse Pinkman. And that's about it.
Yeah, the only thing you think of is, what up, bitch? You know, that whole thing.
So I saw him.
Called Mikey Misson said that.
There was a movie, and it was terrible. I couldn't even get through it. And it was like this couple goes to this town in Italy. To like this remote town to save their marriage, and then like you know the place is haunted or something, whatever. And I made it through like 20 minutes. I was out.
Cranston, no good in that one, huh?
No. Aaron Paul was.
Oh,
there.
Aaron Paul. Yeah.
What's up, bitch?
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's what he called Mikey Miss for the celebrity calling contest years ago.
Oh, did he really?
Matter of fact, that was during the final season. He called, and so did his kid. What was the kid's name in Breaking Bad that had to use the crutches? I forget his name. Yeah, they both called.
How did you get a hold of Aaron Paul?
Somebody did. You know, the audience would go out and figure out a way.
That was one of the coolest things that I ever heard.
Yeah, because if the person got the winner to call, then they would score like $5,000.
The guys that
RJ
called
Mitty
the show
was his name.
That was awesome.
Oh yeah, it was very cool.
Well, he had the Biebs calling once, right?
Yeah,
Justin Bieber.
Did
Justin
he really?
Bieber. Oh, Puff Daddy, Puff
Shane?
Called.
Shane Bieber,
Puff
MVP?
Called, and Mike made Puff, I think, send out a tweet to prove it was him while he was on the telephone. I think the president called it. Did he call at one point?
I don't know. You're his producer.
The current one. No, not, before that was before me. I'm trying to think who else had called in. Yeah, we had some big ones, though. Yeah,
wow,
it was great.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, bitch?
Yeah, we'll have to call. I'll have to check in with Mike and see who were some of the bigger names were. But yeah, Bieber was one of them. I think people were always trying to get. Who was there was one guy that we were trying to get and we just couldn't get the call in. And everybody was like just bombarding them with tweets and stuff. Like, win me $5,000, call into the show. And
so people would just tweet out at celebrities and yep. they would.
Yep.
Huh.
And then they'd give them the phone number and they'd call. And then we had some people in the back that would verify it was them going through like a checks and balances. And then we'd play an alarm and we'd just go right to them.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of fun. 610-632.
Who was the biggest, the sports guys, you had everybody, like Tyson, I remember, right?
Yeah, Mike Tyson called.
Did you get Brady?
No. I don't think anybody even would approach him. But I'm trying to think, like, there were some huge ones, and I just can't remember off the top of my head.
You had Mike?
Mike who? Jordan?
Yeah.
No. I don't, not on social media.
Shakalaka?
I know people tried Shaq, and I think Shaq did call one year, I think, if I remember correctly. This is a memory of mine. It's all messed up, though. 610-632-0975. That was Bring the Heat, by the way. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's go to Sean out in Idaho checking in. What's going on in Idaho, Sean?
Hey, man. What's going on, guys?
I'm Sean.
How's the potatoes, man?
Hey, Idaho, man. I'm military, so
nice.
Born and raised in Levittown, and military taking me all over the world, and Idaho's the most recent spot. So,
nice, thanks, service. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that.
Where are you? Are you Boise?
Yeah, just outside of Boise.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
You gotta check out the blue field for me.
Yeah, I hate that blue field.
I got to play rugby on that blue field, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to call about the game to watch on the off night, man. I'm surprised this hasn't come up yet. But like I said, I'm a 4-for-4 guy, born and raised. Big Phillies fan my entire life. And the first game that comes to mind is Doc's perfect game.
I'll just
write it down. Wow.
That's beautiful, yeah. Man.
Memorial Day weekend 2010.
That's right. You know, from start to finish, man, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time, all the way to, you know, the ball rolling down the bat. Chooch almost missing it for that throw at first to end the game. You know, my heart almost stopped, man. So,
that is really cool.
I got to go back and watch that one, Sean, because I saw pieces of it. And the reason why is because I was in Chicago for the Cup Final and Game 1.
Hey, that's a good reason to miss it, too, though.
Yep. You know? I was watching it downstairs at the United Center.
Yeah, I was with you.
Yep. You were out there. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, that's the first one that comes to mind. So
it's a great one.
But, hey, I'm on the road, so you guys take it easy.
You
all right,
too.
Sean.
Thanks, buddy.
Be good out there,
all
man.
Be safe out there, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, Doc's perfect game. I remember watching, like, everybody was kind of going to the TV, and there's a lot of, obviously, Canadian media at a Cup Final, and he played in Toronto. So there was a lot of interest in that.
I was in a basement. I got a call from, I was writing a column. Do you remember AOL Fan House?
Yes, I remember you writing for him.
So I was writing a column for him. So they called me, they go, and I was doing some stuff on the Flyers and Blackhawks series. I was covering that series for him, and they go, listen, could you write about Halliday? They called me in the fifth inning or sixth inning, where it was.
You go, what do you mean? What about him?
I said, well, I'm in Chicago. They go, that's all right. Go find a TV and go follow, you know, and just write it. And I was like, all right. Yeah. I went up writing a column about it.
Perfect game.
Yeah,
I got to go back and watch that one. Like, bogged down there, just seeing bits and pieces. I remember, like, seeing the last three outs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a perfect game.
Tomorrow's was a Saturday night.
Yep.
You don't like the blue field?
No, I don't. It drives me nuts on television. I feel like it messes up my viewing experience. It's just so different, and it's too dark. Like, the blue is too dark a blue. If it was a lot lighter blue, I think it'd be better. But
a light blue.
Like a light, just the tone of it's a little bit too dark. So I feel like...
You don't like the blue field, huh?
No, I don't like it. Isn't there the red field? Somebody have a red
Eastern
field?
Eastern Washington.
Yeah, I'm out on that too.
The red field. I love the blood.
That's
red
like
field.
The devil's den. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm out on that.
I love the blood, the red field.
And you like the Boise field?
Yeah, it's different.
Nah, I don't like that at all. I like the field of play to be kind of standard. You know? Like, football's played on grass. And grass is green. I don't grow blue grass. You know? Kentucky bluegrass.
Kentucky bluegrass.
Play 18 holes on it, you can smoke it.
That's the Kentucky bluegrass.
Yeah. But no, I'm not into the Boise State. I hate those homes. It makes me turn it off.
Wow.
Yeah. I know they've had some decent teams over the last, you know, whatever. But no, I do not like it at all.
I still remember the fake Hail Mary or whatever. Not Hail Mary, the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
That Boise State ran to win a game.
Yep. Kellen ran it, right?
Kellen Winslow?
No, Kellen, what was his name? The quarterback. He's backing up somebody right now.
I'm trying to think who it was. Kellen Winslow Jr.'s in jail.
He's a backup. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Let's get to Matt in Delran on the Fanatic. What's up, Matty?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing, Matty.
So one of the best sports memories that I'll ever have for my entire life. I'm only 27, but this will probably be the best one. So I flew out with my family to Chicago a couple years ago to see the Phillies, and we were supposed to go to the Friday night game, but ended up waiting and going to the Saturday game, and we're super glad that we did because we ended up getting to see Cole Hamels throw his no-hitter at Wrigley Field for his last game as a Philly.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great.
Crazy.
Being at a game when it's something magical happens is awesome.
Yeah.
Because if you don't go to like every game and you can't.
Yeah.
And it's real, but when you catch one of those magical ones, that's awesome.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Even all the Cubs fans were just dead silent. After six innings, everyone just didn't talk.
Wow.
Everyone
just
pays attention.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And then we actually ended up with his wife right after the game as well, which was pretty cool.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool. That's dynamite.
Heidi Hamels, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. My mom and sister were talking to her, but me and my dad were more worried about the actual players.
You kept your priorities in order. And a guy.
Good stuff, Matty.
Hey, Matt, appreciate it, man.
Give him some FanFest tickets. Yeah, you got FanFest tickets?
No, not yet. I'd love to go, though.
You got them, buddy.
Got them right now, Matt.
Awesome. Thanks.
Congrats. We'll see you down there coming up. FanFest, of course, April or August 24th.
Kellen Moore, I was thinking about.
Kellen Moore.
Because he's back. I think he's backing up. Is he on the Cowboys? He was on the Cowboys.
Is he on their depth chart?
Who was the quarterback, though, who did that play? I thought it was Kellen Moore, was it?
Jared Zabransky.
Yeah, Zabransky.
Yeah, wow.
By the way, Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. He's the new OC.
That's right.
And people are all pumped up about it, like thinking he's the next.
Sharp. Yeah,
he's the next whatever, you know, the boy genius. Wow.
I knew he was with Dallas somewhere.
We'll see how that works out for Dak and the Dallas Cowboys. But speaking of which, when we return, let's put together the all-time Cowboy team. All right? The all-time Cowboy team.
All right.
You all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you some glasses.
I need
lenses to come in. can we get an official show optometrist over here for him?
I need it. It's bad.
I like looking like you can't see anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you one of those cane, like the stick, so you can walk around once you're walking in traffic. All right? 610-632-0.
Thanks.
I'm going to start doing your live reads in Braille. 610-632-0. 0975. Jason Martinez here to tell you about my friends at the Rothenberg Law Firm. As sports radio hosts and as fans in this city, we talk about our great teams, our players, our stats. Every sports fan knows how important stats are because they measure success and figure out what's working well. Well, when I saw the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, I was blown away. Sure, I've known Allen and his firm have been winning here in Philly for years, but it's even bigger than that. Now, listen to these stats. Did you know they've been winning for injured people in Philadelphia for nearly 50 years? Did you know that they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases? And did you know that they've won billions of dollars for injured people? Billions with a B. Now, you don't have to be a manager of a team. You don't have to be a genius to know that these guys are winners. Stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, make the call to the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number, 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can visit their website, injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
30! Cross it, put another X through the calendar. Halfway through.
You're like Captain Checkmark.
I am, man. I can't take.
On the calendar view. Let's get to the people. Let's talk
to you. Summer has felt so long. It's terrible.
You're not even at the halfway point, brother. Let's go to Phil in Pennsburg on The Fanatic. What's up, Phil?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yo, Phil.
Hey, I got 2 points here. I got one with the gin drink for Anthony.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, now you mentioned, I caught the tail end of that. Did you say you like the clear liquor for less calories?
Yeah. So I'm drinking gin for the, like, I love all, so I'm drinking gin, though, because, like, I love gin, but I'm drinking it more instead of in lieu of beer.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm the same way. Now, with gin, did you ever have the gin in club?
No, I do. I've been doing gin and the diet tonic. With lemon.
The diet tonic. I was going to say, because that tonic's got like 20 grams of sugar.
Aristocrat.
Yeah, no, I've been doing the diet tonic because of the, okay. with the lemon. So you do the gin and club?
Gin and club with actually with a fresh squeezed lime.
You do the lime? I'm a lemon man, so I do extra lemon.
Lime and lemon scream summer. It's perfect.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love it. I'm a Bombay Sapphire man.
A little above me.
Bombay.
No, Bombay Sapphire.
Now, my Eagles question here is just to see if anybody sees the same thing I am or if I'm off base. With Wentz, it is MVP candidate year. To me, obviously, which makes his game great, he's using his legs, he's buying time, and he's making those big plays down the field to the open guy. Now, my question is, like, we need him healthy. So you want him to stay in the pocket more, make those more precision passes. But we really, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like, have we seen him make those kind of throws consistently?
Well, I mean, I think he can do it. But, yeah, I mean, as far as getting the ball out quick, I mean, that's something he's going to have to do more of instead of trying to make, to make a big play on every play. You know, he's going to have to get rid of the ball. He's going to have to throw the ball away. He's going to have to do a lot of that.
Gonna have that feel in the pocket, which he didn't seem to have last year.
He was a tick off on everything.
Yeah,
his timing.
Yeah, that takes being out injured and recovering is one part, and then hurting your back really early on.
Mm-hmm.
That exacerbates the situation.
Yeah.
Scott Norristown joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Scott.
Hey, fellas. Hey, did you get that quarterback from Boise State, Kellen Moore?
Yeah, we got him. Yeah.
Offensive coordinator for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Hey, my Eagles point too, just kind of like that last guy said, I'm a little worried about Wentz. I just hope he stays healthy, things like that. I'm sure it's a mental thing with the injury, things like that. But if we can protect him, I mean, he's got to step up. We got gave him that money, and I'm just worried that with all the weapons that we have, he's got to produce.
No, you're right. I mean? Listen, you're right about that, brother. You are. You're dead right. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to produce. We got to see him. Of 2 years ago. That's the hope, is that the same dynamic quarterback play, the same efficient quarterback play, where, you know, you'd see him, you know, pre-snap, knowing exactly where to go with the football, being decisive with his throws, not relying too heavily on Zach Ertz. Like, you know, you need to see more of that. Going down the field, getting chunk plays.
Yeah, knowing when that pressure is coming, feeling it.
Hey, fellas, in my quick like sports moment, it's actually not a pro thing. I was coaching my son's under 10 soccer program. It's up there, like in the Rose area and stuff. And we scored in the last minute in the championship game, and we won it overtime. My littlest player, we pulled the goalies. That was the rules, and there was no offside. So my littlest guy, I told him to run on the other side of the field and hide. And we got a couple lucky saves because there was no goal. And we kicked it down the field. The littlest player on my team scored to win the championship.
Wow.
The greatest moment I've ever had.
Oh, that's awesome.
From being, like, never winning sports and stuff, I told them boys, like, that was a special moment because I've never won something, and you guys won that for me. To me, that's bigger and much in a pro, like, no-hitter, things like that.
You're emotionally attached to that. Yeah,
yeah, no plus question. Your little kids. Man, you love the little kids. I coach baseball. I love my little guys.
Oh, yeah, and seeing the joy they get out of
man, there's nothing better. So I did a coach pitch, and there's nothing better. When they rope the ball, you know, that look on their face, the smile. Like, I love them.
Eyes get huge.
Yeah, they're the best.
And then they always look around and look for their parent.
Too, yeah.
Look for your coach and the parent, and they look at them, and they're just like, see what I did?
Yeah.
I really started to
love the little guys, like, because they're just...
Oh, yeah.
They're so cool.
Yeah. I mean, like, I coach my son playing, and, like, if he scores, it's like, you just want to be like, oh, my God. So you know what he feels like. Let's go to Brent down in Florida on the Fanatic. Hey, Brent.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Good afternoon.
What's up, brother?
I just got off the tennis court, but I just wanted to give you some Philly sports memories. When I was 7 years old, Philly was in the NLCS against the Braves. We didn't have tickets. My mom had a friend that worked inside of the stadium, and if you remember, there was a stadium from the door from the outside that also had a door to the inside of the stadium. So, guy lets us in. We go to the top of the vet, and Philly's obviously going to win that game. Everybody's doing the Braves chant. And we're just sitting on the concrete at the top of the vet. That was pretty awesome.
Wow.
And that's cool.
Give you a Flyers one. Mike Richards hit on David Krejci that starts the comeback.
Yeah.
That was like the moment. Yeah. Yep. Those are two good ones.
Good stuff, Brent. That's good, man.
All right, man.
That's all I got.
All right,
good
Brent.
Good stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go to Wallingford. Let's talk to Glenn.
I'm AG.
What's going on, Glenn?
What's happening, boys?
Yo, G.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm not a big fan of gin, but I will, my buddy will make me a real nice gin martini with Blue Coat gin. And I will tell you, that is a fabulous
gin. I like
gin.
The Blue Coat. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like the Blue Coat a lot.
It's a local gin as well, you know, made here in the Philadelphia Distilling. But,
do they have the Blue Coats and the Red Coats?
Yeah, so we're the Blue Coats. So we won. So, The tequila, and Jay, you just don't like tequila? Like, you don't even do, like, a margarita or anything like that? Or you're out on the tequilas altogether?
The margarita I can go with if the tequila is not too overwhelming. I don't drink really margaritas.
That's because you're not drinking. You need good tequila.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, somebody bought me a shot. I remember when I was, like, 21 or 22 or whatever. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, just drink it. And I smelled it, and I had to go to the lavatory, and
I'm all in on tequila. I mean, I'll just sip a nice... You know, reposado, or you know,
is that right?
You
know,
well, the reposado is the one you want to sip.
That's smooth.
The blanco is better for mixing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and if you're going to do shooters, too, you can do that too. But
do you ever do the Siembra Azul?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. It's your boy.
That's Oscar. That's my man, Oscar's tequila.
Wait, what is it called again?
Siembra Azul.
Huh? That's his brand of tequila.
Correct. It's good. Really good.
As a matter of fact, through a mutual friend, Anthony, I was at a Phillies game with a buddy who sells, I guess, Jansan supplies to tequilas. So before a Phillies game last year, might have been last year, 2 years ago, we were indulging in some tequila out in the parking lot, which was that was fun, and it was their tequila. So
yeah, that's cool. I'll give you one last tequila. You ever liked the Don Julio 1942?
I've never had the 1942, I like the Don Julio, but I just haven't had the 1942.
The 1942 is one of the most amazing drinking really? Experience. Yeah, it's delicious.
That's good. We were in Mexico.
It's like a cognac.
Some mezcal, which is a little bit more smoky, yeah, you know, kind of more like a scotch, but I did like that. But to my Phillies point real quick, what are your expectations the rest of the summer? I mean, are your expectations for them to kind of hang in there, or do you expect something more out of these guys?
Well,
I mean,
my expectations are the playoffs, but I don't believe they'll get there.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to hold them to, they should be a playoff team. Like, you can't be giving up. Like, you gotta go in there and try to make the playoffs, right?
Well, I mean, they're going to try to, but do they have... I don't see them being able to hang because the pitching staff, this Arrieta thing with the bone spur. I mean, I think eventually what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to shut him down because it's going to cause discomfort and his ability to throw breaking pitches.
Right.
And that's not going to get better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got it. You're in on the playoffs. The playoffs are the goal.
Mm-hmm.
They fell short last year. You reworked the roster. Yeah, but they were in it up until, you know,
the deadline.
Really middle of August, and it starts to fall. Now you're supposed to make the playoffs.
Here's the way I think they can do it, Ant. And you hate to put this kind of pressure on the guy, but he did sign an enormous contract for $330 million. If Bryce Harper goes on a tear in the second half, like MVP,
I don't think it's unfair to expect that.
No, I mean, that's why you paid him. So that can be something.
You know, he didn't play in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's and he's one of the faces of the game. You can't expect Jay Bruce to continue to, you know, be saving their bacon as much as he has. But a guy like Bryce Harper, if he has a second half where, you know, he bats 290 over the second half. And, I mean, he's on pace, though, for 30 home runs and 125 RBIs, by the way. So the numbers, but he needs to be better. He can be a guy that could buoy them and almost, dare I, not single-handedly, but because if he's hitting like that, think of the trickle-down effect for Reese.
That's right.
And those guys. So he's the guy, I think, that could be the X factor. Because I just don't know how they go out and improve the roster with...
You
got to
get another starter. It's imperative that you get another starter.
Yeah, and if one of these guys that gets into a competition with other teams whether it's Bumgarner or Greinke or whatever.
I don't want to hear it. Like, go.
But they don't have a lot of assets to give up.
Well, no.
They'll do another team.
Whatever. I don't know how what they're, you know, what other teams are talking. And Klintak, go ahead. You're the Mr. Boy Wonder GM.
Yeah, you went to Dartmouth. Figure it out.
I mean, honestly, just go do it. I got no time. This is supposed to be a playoff. I'm going to hold them to the playoffs. They don't make the playoffs, it's a failure. I'm not firing everybody after the season, but if you don't make the playoffs after this season, now you're on notice.
610-632-0975. That's the number. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez with you right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. I tell you about Window Nation because my friends over there, it's been the intense summer heat's back causing your leaky old windows. They produce unnecessary high energy bills. You're wasting your money. They allow damaging UV rays to fade your valuables and make your windows even less effective. So listen up. While the kids are at camp or families are taking vacation, my friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, they got an extra capacity right now and have to keep the factory busy and installers working. So for the first time ever, you're going to get one window free for every one you buy, no minimum or maximum purchase required. On all styles of windows, plus no down payment, no payment of any kind, no interest for 24 months. So if you buy now, you're going to start saving right now and literally pay nothing for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust. Visit windownation.com or give them a call at 866-90-NATION. You get one free window for every window you buy. Plus, again, no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for a full 2 years, 24 months. So call soon. Sale ends on July 31st and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Mertidis middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertidis middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up top of the hour. We got some people online. Let's get to right back to the phone line, shall we?
Let's go to Ty in Upper Moreland. Joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Ty?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
So I just got one sports moment to tell. So I'm pretty young. I'm 21. And in 2008, I was about in fifth grade, I think. And I remember when they won, my dad looked at me and said, "You know how lucky you are?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I guess I am pretty lucky." And then 2 years ago, I didn't actually get to watch the game with my dad, the Eagles game. And I felt guilty about that. And then later on, I found out that he actually got to watch it with Cole Hamels at Duffers and
Westchester.
Yeah. Wow, get out. That's cool, man.
That's one of Cole's spots out there.
I don't feel guilty anymore.
Yeah. that
you still should have watched it with him, though, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, they went to the bar, and I wasn't 21 at the time, so.
Well,
but yeah, that's all I got.
That's right, good, bro. Man. That's appreciate good stuff, buddy.
Let's get to the man.
Yeah, there he is.
Get the title. T. Will. What up, T. Will?
Martinez! Gargano!
In the echo chamber today. I like it.
Yeah, what's up, man, T. Will?
Hey, listen, man. That 1942, man, that's a heck of a sip right there, brother.
Yes, it is.
Yo, two and a half.
Man of fine taste.
Listen, man, we're cut from cloth of champions, brother. You know that. two and a half years of distillery for that one right there.
That's
all it is. Yeah, it is good. Martinez, you don't like gin, huh?
Nah, I mean, look, I don't hate gin. Like, I would have a gin and tonic on occasion, but it's not something that I would, you know. If they're prepared, I'll have one.
All right, then let the mixologist try to ease you into it a little bit. So, you drink soda, right? Obviously.
Sure.
All right. Take a little Bombay Sapphire, mm-hmm. All right? A little bit of Sprite, and you get one of Cousin's Lemons. You put that in there. Nice hot day like this. Don't go pounding it. Just sip it. Start sipping that. That's going to be an acquiring taste. You're going to start liking gin a little bit more.
All right. Yeah, I make my own cocktail, you know? Like,
you make the cocktail.
No, I mean, I'll combine, like, weird things. No, I mean, I'll combine, like, weird things, you know? I'm not saying that's bad. No, you're mistaking me, T. Will. I'm saying I make, like, weird cocktails. Like, I'll get, like an orange, like a vodka with vodka orange and mix it with Sprite. And a splash of Coke and a lime and a green olive.
That's weird. That's too much.
I don't know.
You really are garbage as fuck.
I am. Dude, I should talk about what I ate last week for dinner.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen. Let's
clean out the fridge tonight, Bo.
Let's get back to a little sports here. I had a question for you. Now, me and the bro, we're going back and forth with this. With this Sixers cap right now, they really don't have much wiggle room, and you're only going to get one or the other. So, your preference, who would you prefer, a shooter off the bench or a backup point guard that we desperately need?
Yeah, I'm...
I want to shoot.
I want to be greedy because I want to get the backup point guard first, and then in the buyout trade deadline, I want to get the shooter.
See, that's the way I looked at it, because we desperately need a backup point guard, no matter what. We have enough guys on a team, and the East is wide open right now.
I worry about not having a backup point guard.
Exactly. We have enough guys on a team right now that could carry us to the All-Star break to knock down a couple open jumpers.
I agree.
Hey, thanks, T-Will. We're up against it, but appreciate it, man. Be good.
All right, guys. I'm going.
All right, here is T-Will. The dinner I had the one night last week, man. Cleaned out the fridge. I had the wife's leftover fajitas, two pieces of bacon, two pieces of scrapple, some white queso.
Ugh.
Mixed it all up. I think there was a little piece of steak in there too. Mixed it all up and heated it up and ate it. It was delicious.
Fajita, bacon, scrapple. Steak, scrapple,
and white queso.
And white. Ugh.
Yeah. I sent you a picture of it.
Oh, that nasty. That's horrible.
Yeah, it was nice. Good item. All right, stay tuned, Mike. Mike, you missed
that. That is gross.
General Knowledge Wednesday's up next. A handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder
Center.
That's
a garbage disposal. I just push a button on your nose.
Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.